If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's the left versus the right in the right corner. It's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa in the left corner. It's liberal activist Christopher Hahn. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest on New York's news and talk station, 77 WABC.
Good afternoon, New York, and welcome to the left versus right. I'm Chris Hahn. I'm here with Curtis Sliwa coming to you live from the greatest city on earth, New York, New York. Taking your calls till 5 at 1-800-848-9222. That's 1-800-848-WABC. Curtis, you've been on the air all weekend. I was going to say, how was your weekend? But I've been listening to you.
Oh, it's not over yet. We got a lot more hours for Curtis Sliwa. But I'm looking forward to this engagement with you for 2 hours because you are on a lucky streak.
I am.
People don't realize how difficult it is on any day, never mind a work day, a holiday, a weekend day, to find parking, legal parking in the streets of New York City.
I am on a parking trifecta today. I had a.
Can you explain that?
So I was running late getting into the city. I had a hit at Fox News. My plan was to park over here, go to Fox News if time permitted, stop by a friend who was having an event, and then, you know, take cabs around the city or run really up to Fox News. It's not that far from here. I was running late.
I would suggest you might want to rethink running from Fox News here. Remember, because that's where I got hit by the cab. Two blocks up at Radio City Music Hall.
I was well aware of that. I was going to look both ways before running down
and
the street.
Follow the lights.
By the way, that's part of the reason why I drove to Fox, because I kind of probably could have made it, but I would have had to run a little recklessly to get there. So I drove up to Fox, found a spot right on the street. You know, right by Fox, like, you know, 100 yards.
That's
from Fox.
A miracle.
Amazing. Then I did my hit at Fox, drove uptown, found a spot on the street.
Amazing.
Came back down here. First pass, no spot. I was circling back to go to the lot. Found a spot.
Amazing.
The parking trifecta. Anybody who is not from New York City or doesn't spend a lot of time in New York City has to understand that that is an amazing thing. It's rare you can find a spot.
Well, you know what this comes on the heels of. You were explaining to us the last time we were together before the weekend.
Yep.
That you are, in fact, a triathlete.
I am.
The Troika, the Trinity, the trifecta of sports challenges.
And my biggest dish I make besides turkey is a thing I call Holy Trinity chicken.
Holy Trinity.
It's the Holy Trinity.
Your Holy Trinity, is it God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, or God?
No, it's onions, peppers, and celery. That's the Holy Trinity of cooking. So I call it Holy Trinity chicken.
Holy Trinity chicken.
Holy Trinity. It's a dish I created. I kind of blacken the chicken, and then I mix in some onion, celery, and garlic, and peppers. It's fantastic.
Well, now,
you would enjoy it.
Speaking of your cooking exploits, you and I were doing Thursday morning and Friday morning.
Yeah.
Because the boys were away in Catskills.
I have spent more time with you than your wife and all 17 cats.
That is true.
The last 4 days.
But think of it. Bernard McGurk was up in the Irish Alps.
Yep.
And his partner, Sid Rosenberg, was in the Jewish Himalayas. They're all in Sullivan County. They're all in the Catskills. They were with family and friends. They'll be back tomorrow morning, same time, same place. By the time I'm off the air, I will be able to meet and greet them.
Yes. And then you'll go home and you'll lay in your coffin for a couple of hours. And then you'll be back probably filling in for somebody later that day.
Exactly. But so, you promised.
Yes.
To first of all, give us an evaluation of the fact that you were the Maytag on Thursday morning. You had to cook the turkey in your house with all the side orders and stuff.
That's right.
And a true I think a true accounting of whether you did a good job, a mezze mezze poco poco job, or a bad job, is that out of the 20 or more people that you invited to your house, no COVID restrictions in full effect.
Well, most of them were vaccinated. So.
Yeah, but it's also Suffolk County, somewhere in Suffolk County, and it's not like here in New York City.
I would say I had a 90% vaccination rate
wow.
in my house that day.
That's
90%.
Pretty high. That's yeah. pretty damn high.
Yeah, very high.
All right, but did anybody ask for the extras after the meal to take home?
Everybody did.
Wow.
I'm not sure what happened to all my turkey, but there's very little turkey. I'm going to be out of turkey tonight.
That is amazing.
And that is amazing for me, yeah.
So is this the first time that's happened with
no,
you? There have
no.
been so many requests.
I got to tell you, 24-pound bird. Usually I have lots of leftover turkey because not everybody eats turkey. I had very few. This year, it was the best I've ever done it. And I think probably because I was a little rushed, a little confused. I planned it better because I knew I was going to be on the air in the morning and I had that time it all right. I came out great. Loved it.
Now, you refused to give me any credit for that because you were doing the program while simultaneously trying to be a master chef.
Yes.
You were multitasking.
Well, I was a master chef. You were a master something else during
exactly.
the program with that one good hand of yours.
Exactly.
But I won't get into that.
But I have earned a black belt. Not in martial arts. I never did. A lot of people seem to think I'm a black belt. I'm in the Black Belt Hall
You're
of Fame.
You're a street fighter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I never achieved the rank of black.
What you are is a guy who could take a punch.
Yes.
That more than anything
Many
else.
Punches.
You could take, I don't get it. I saw a bike hit you in the head. I yes. saw a video of it. I would be still hurt.
I
and that was like a year ago. I'd be still complaining about that bike that hit me
and
in the head.
Come back ticking. But in my household growing up, it was the Italian part of the household.
Yep.
So the boy is the prince. He doesn't have to do anything. It's unfortunately the girls in the house who have to learn from the mother and grandmother.
I am the oldest son of an Italian mother. I did not learn how to cook as
Good.
A kid.
All right, so we have something in common.
Yes.
But you have mastered that, whereas I am a black belt. I've gotten a black belt from Betty Crocker because I can cook to kill. Nobody will allow me anywhere near food when it needs to be prepared.
See, I like to eat. You know, it really started in law school because I was broke, right? I was broke, but I had a spice rack. And I started cooking. I was like, all right, I can't go out to eat. I'm going to cook.
Chef Boyardee out of the can. It wasn't.
I just wanted to eat. I like to eat good food. It's just the way I am. So I just started
heavier than you are now.
I was much heavier than when I was working as the chief deputy county executive. I weighed 230 pounds.
I don't know. Where did all that weight go?
I ran it off. I triathloned it off. I just started eating better, started eating well.
Well, now, you had promised that you would bring in...
I'm a little fat right now, but I'm not anywhere near that.
How much do you weigh now?
180.
180.
So, which I want to be 170.
Which is a good weight. That's, how tall are you?
5'9".
5'9". Now, that's a damn good weight.
Yeah.
See, I always want to be... I'm 6 foot. I always want to be like 200 pounds, and you know why? On the back of the Topps baseball card for Mickey Mantle, you know, when you learned that he was from Oklahoma and all this, you always saw he was 6 foot tall and 200 pounds.
So, you know, I usually want to be 185, but I think as I'm getting older, I'm getting – that weight is being carried a little differently. I'm not happy with it. And I'm a runner, and I kind of want – I want to be efficient.
Well, did you ever think of going to a Schwitz?
A Schwitz?
Yeah, a Schwitz. You go there. The Russians have Schwitzes. The Ukrainians. Go to Brighton Beach. I can take you to
Sweat
a
Sweat it out? No.
You used to have one in the Lower East Side.
That's a temporary fix.
Yeah, but then they beat you with the leaves.
Yeah,
beat you.
I don't think that you're reading fitness books from 1925.
No. This is from the Russians and the Ukrainians.
Yeah, no. Trust me. That doesn't work.
But I'm telling you.
If it worked, everybody would
do it. You promised before you come in on Sunday, you would bring the venerable wishbone in from your turkey.
Somebody took it. I don't know where it went, but it's gone.
But you see, we could have broke the wishbone.
I might have
right
accidentally
here.
Broke it, and that's why I got lucky with these three parking spots today. I might have done it myself, accidentally.
Well, you see, I would have brought in a wishbone, but true to what I said, because a lot of times people won't believe what I say. They think I embellish. They think that I'm a cacaron, you know, that I tell white lies, big fibs.
Well, you know, Frankie Russo's kid, not Frank, Frank Morano's kid is not 13
pounds. God forbid if Frankie Russo had a kid.
Frankie Russo was making fun of us. I couldn't understand what he was saying. It was very mumbled. It was not exactly
clear.
Well,
he was eating the Grimaldi's
pizza. Does he work here, or is he actually a guy who's a jock here, or is he like cleaning up at night?
I'm going to be talking about him later on in the program. But you mean Frank Morano took umbrage to the fact that I described his newborn son, Carmine, as being 13 pounds at birth on Friday, 9/11 at night.
Right.
9/11. Could Rachel, his wife, have waited a few minutes?
Hold it in.
Delivered at Richmond County Hospital, and because the kid was so big, they needed an OBGNY. I have no idea what that acronym stands for.
Okay, let's be.
And a midwife.
Yeah, well.
In a bathtub.
The kid was 6 pounds.
No way.
That's what I'm told.
Look at Frank Morano. Come on.
He's a little guy.
Frank Morano.
He might be a little. He's a little.
He's up there.
He's not a big guy.
He tips the scales.
Yeah, maybe, but not the way that would get you a 13-pounder.
I guarantee you the kid tipped the scales at 13 pounds.
I don't believe that.
That's why you needed an OBGYN plus a midwife to deliver that child.
I mean, 13 pounds would be an unreasonable size child for, you know, two pro volleyball players having
I was 11 pounds upon birth.
That's because you stayed in the oven just a little too long, which explains most of what's been going on with you for the last
I was swimming too long
years.
In the sack.
You stayed in there like it's kind of like my turkey. I took it out right on time and it was perfect. They left you in a little. You're a little dry.
You have been very honest and say you were preparing the turkey.
I was.
And when I announced what we would be having at the Sliwa household, remember, 328 square feet, it's a ground floor studio apartment on the Upper West Side, that my wife, Nancy, was kind enough to let me utilize when we were first living together, and then obviously our 6 years of marriage with our 17
rescue
cats.
Wait, that was her apartment?
Yes.
And you just started crashing there?
Hell yeah. I was sleeping on the floor at WABC, all that child support. I had no money for my own apartment.
I don't understand how you got this woman. She's like 40 years younger than you. She had her own place in Manhattan. You know, you're this guy who's kind of famous. Kind of. At least you're famous around here, for sure. You know.
You think?
Well, you know.
Think?
I have more Twitter followers than you, but, you know, we don't go there.
Oh, my God.
The
twit has more Twitter followers than me.
Anyway. But I'm still trying to get how you wooed her. I don't get it.
I didn't. I'll tell you a little story, and I'm going to have her on later on tonight at 12 midnight for our animal welfare update. There were a number of subjects that came out with the birth of the Morano child, Carmine, all 13 pounds of him, about these myths about if you're raising a child around cats.
Yep.
So we're going to discuss that later on. But I will tell you this. I was patrolling Central Park. It's back when Bratton was police commissioner and he was casting aspersions. We don't need no freaking guardian angel patrol in Central Park.
And who stood up for you?
Excuse me?
Who stood up for you?
What do you mean, who stood up?
Who stood up for
you? You, Chris Hunt.
Well, me, but who else?
Trying to think.
Eric Adams.
He did.
He did, didn't he?
I'm not
sure. Pretty sure he did.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Anyway. I'll give him credit for some things. I'm going
to
withhold.
So you're patrolling the park quick because we got 30 seconds to a break.
Patrolling the park, and Nancy passes me by because she's coming from her law firm. And she sends me a Facebook message. You look like you're in bad shape. I think I can offer some help. And she was absolutely right. The only two people who knew that I was like on the verge of death from chronic Crohn's disease was Margot Katsimatidis, who finally got me.
I knew. I did some radio with you back
then. Yeah, but you never said anything.
I did say something. I said, what the hell is wrong with you, man?
You're a dead man walking.
I said, what do you need? Do you need anything? You okay?
Nancy offered shrooms, not the psychedelic types, but the mushroom.
Portobellos?
Mushroom therapy. I'll discuss that later on.
You've been microdosed. All right. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Curtis and Chris with you till 5 o'clock. Taking your calls on anything and everything.
Talk Radio 77 WABC. It's the left versus the right in the right corner. It's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa in the left corner. It's liberal activist Christopher Hahn. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest.
1-800-848-9222. That's 1-800-848-WABC. Chris Hahn, Curtis Sliwa with you till 5 o'clock taking your calls. So, Curtis, what did you eat on Thanksgiving.
Well, don't leave it to me, because there's some people out there who consider me to be a prevaricator.
A provocateur?
Well, that I am.
Right.
Not a prevaricator, but a provocateur. I'll lay claim to that.
Got it.
But who is the princess of WABC Radio who actually is older than me? I think I'm the oldest.
Older than you? I have no idea.
And a sage in New York for almost a century now.
Oh, you're talking about Cindy Adams.
Cindy Adams.
I didn't know she's older than you.
Yes, she is.
Okay, you sure about that?
Just barely.
Just barely.
Just barely.
I wouldn't want to say that either, that she's older than you. Know?
But if Cindy Adams mentions you or writes about you in the New York Post, you're embedded into the fabric of New York City.
Hey, Cindy, it's Chris Hahn with an H and A, an H and an N.
And she does that for liberals. Conservatives, doesn't matter. She supported, not me for mayor, she supported the Mameluke, the Mashad, Scott Stringer when he was running in the Democratic primary. And she gave a glowing reason as to why, because she's known him since he was a little boy and he was birthed. And he may be running for controller of the state of New York against your guy, Tom DiNapoli.
Yeah, good luck.
National
good
County.
Luck, Scott.
Could happen. You know. But anyway, let's go to the audio tape for verification of what I originally said here on Tom Turkey Day Thanksgiving.
Curtis Sliwa, who we love here at WABC, he says, "I do capon," which is a castrated rooster. The thing tastes better.
You see that? Verification. And the reason it's a capon is because I feel like most men feel in society today, like you already are, like a castrated rooster. That's bigger than a chicken, but smaller than the big bird,
you see,
the turkey.
People always think of you as a guy with big balls. So you want a bird with no balls.
No, it's sort of like Tom Brady, deflated balls.
Deflated balls. Deflate gate.
But now let me ask you about...
So wait. I got to ask about this capon.
Yes.
Okay. Why does it taste better to you?
It just does, because it's a combination of a little bit like turkey, just slightly, but not like chicken, because it's a rooster, a castrated rooster. And unfortunately, the bird is castrated, which means, you know, like a dog that gets castrated, grows and grows and grows. And then all of a sudden, it's right on your plate, and you can barely tell the difference sometimes. But let's come into your neck of the woods out in Strong Island, Long Island. Yesterday, during Small Business Day, of which our country and locally, we gave little, if any, attention.
Small Business Saturday.
There was a march of all marches. 20 strong.
It was about 15.
The Proud Boys through Rockville Center.
Yeah.
And you would have thought that the entire political establishment had become unrooted. They couldn't wait to get out their tweets condemning these actions, condemning these white nationalist races, that this was the biggest problem of all out in Long Island. 20 guys marching
how
around.
How proud could they be if there's only 20 of them? And you got to figure at least 6 of them were undercover police officers, right?
So
like,
that's true.
There's like 14 guys walking down the street. One of them didn't know what they were doing there. They thought it was a gay pride parade. They were proud. I don't know what they were doing.
Well, they came down from Sunrise Highway. They had the flags up, not just the American flag, but, you know, they had the flag that oftentimes you see the Don't Tread on Me flag.
Right.
They had a pickup truck with music that they were playing. So it was 20 people. And the local officials went absolutely berserk out of their minds. They didn't have a permit, because nowadays you don't need a permit to do anything.
No.
Nothing. And then the mayor of Rockville Center, who happens to be a Republican, Francis X. Murray.
Been mayor a long time, Frank Murray.
A Republican said he was not aware of the demonstration and didn't know who the Proud Boys were. Now, I think
he might not have known who they were.
That's grounds for term limits.
Not everybody is as obsessed with this nonsense as we are.
But
right?
Do you realize it became a part of the national presidential campaign?
Yeah.
He's got to be
stand back
on
and stand by.
Right, but he's got to be a little bit aware. I just think he acted like, oh, I don't know who they are.
Well, maybe he was saying, I didn't know who those Proud Boys were.
Now, they were out in Bayshore last month. Do you think this should require no justice, no peace rallies in response all over Strong Island?
I think that they should get a permit, and they should be following the rules and protest under the rules of law.
You don't need permits anyway.
I think you need a permit.
What about to do a a grab.
A smash and grab?
A smash and
the
grab.
New, this is the new punch-out game for
yeah,
the
yeah.
media.
Oh, what
remember
you?
The punch-out game?
Yes.
Ooh, we were all worried about the punch-out game. You did a press conference about it. The Guardians will be on patrol for the punch-out game.
Guardian Angels.
Guardian Angels. Sorry.
The knockout.
Guardian,
they call
Guardian,
knock it.
The knockout, knockout game. That's what it was. Right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, like five people got punched in the face. All out of 350 million Americans. Five people got punched in this knockout game.
Well, it was video. You see, that's what caused it.
Yeah, and four of those videos were probably fake.
But so, the smashing grab phenomenon. Yeah.
There's how many have there been?
All throughout
three?
California
there's
now.
There's been about three.
Outside
now.
Minneapolis. No, more than three.
Four.
No.
It's
Chicago,
less than
Minneapolis.
10.
And
it's,
I predict,
it's less than 10, though.
I predict. Out of all the places in our tri-state area, I predict... If you go up Northern Boulevard and you're leaving Queens, right, and you pass
the Miracle Mile,
that's right, in Manhattan.
Which store?
Right through all of them.
All of them? They're going to go through all the stores?
Hell yeah!
It's Long Island.
Stop
you know how many cops there are in Nassau County?
Yeah, but I guarantee you they're not positioned there now, although they should be now.
Yeah, but by the time you know how hard it is to move around this time of year. At the Miracle Mile. It's very crowded. By the time they smash one store, the cops are going to be there before they get to the next one. It's
hard. It'll be
crowded. You can't even walk.
It'll be crowded.
People will be like,
right.
Hey, yo, buddy, I'm shopping here.
I'm telling you, and you know where the guys are going to come from? I've already predicted it with my street smarts, divining rod, the dance. Wine dance. You're going to come down Northern Boulevard from your neck of the woods.
You know how far wine dance is from the Miracle Mile?
Ain't that far when you got all that.
It's 2 hours of traffic.
All that product
is 2 hours of traffic. And look, now I believe that these people who are doing these smash and grabs are criminals. I believe they should be prosecuted under the RICO Act because there's definitely some organization going on here.
Very good.
And I think they should be prosecuted that way and treated horribly.
Hold on a second. Do you know who said that earlier today? With Judge Jeanine Pirro's show,
ooh.
Bernard Kerik said exactly the same thing.
Well,
that should be charged under the RICO Act.
Bernard Kerik, a broken clock is right twice a day.
My God, you were in simpatico with Bernard Kerik.
Yeah, that is a strange thing. Bernard Kerik, by the way,
who
big,
has been
tough Bernard Kerik. Blocked me on Twitter because I said something about him on TV.
What? He's
big,
been,
tough Bernard
Now, remember,
Kerik.
He's been subpoenaed to give testimony in the January 6th investigation.
Yeah, you better show up, Bernie. You better show
but
up.
But you are in agreement with him. Now, does
yes,
that cost you credits with your liberals and progressives?
No, look, I don't care. I don't take credit. I'm a cash kind of guy.
Ha! Oh, so, cash? Oh, you want cash? Then you got to do a smash and grab.
No, look. What they're doing is horrible. It is clearly organized, and it qualifies under the RICO Act, and I think you should prosecute them.
Now,
period.
You do know.
I don't think America should be worried about it. I don't think it should be. I don't think it warrants 24-hour news coverage.
If you wanted to find a police officer in New York City these last 2 days, where is it that you could find them clustered up like a dozen strong?
I would say in Times Square.
No.
Along the parade route.
No.
Oh, well, definitely Penn Station.
No.
There's at least 50 cops at
Apple
Penn Station.
Apple stores. Pass an Apple store near you. In the five boroughs, and mostly in northern Brooklyn, right, throughout Manhattan.
On my
Queens.
Trek around New York City, I passed three Apple stores.
Okay,
today.
And you will see about a dozen cops laying up in their squad cars, standing around, because they know that is the one location that you could bum rush, right, if you had a smash and grab gang with you. Come in, grab everything, and run right out.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stuff just sitting there.
So my prediction, right, Apple stores in the city... And the magnificent Miracle Mile out there in Manhattan along Northern Boulevard.
I don't think so. No, we'll see.
You notice
we'll,
not
we'll be on the air, you know, and we'll talk about this. But it's a nice punditry prediction.
I notice, but you notice they're not hitting the Dollar Tree stores or the dollar stores, which now the product
you gotta
is up.
You've got to steal everything in the store for it to be worth your while.
Even inflation has caused the products in the dollar store and the Dollar Tree stores to rise to $1.25.
It's a sad time for America.
We blame Joe Biden
for that. Because, you know, this is funny. Who are these people? These great capitalists, right, who go and they say, oh, my dollar thing now costs $1.25. Damn you, Joe Biden.
Yes.
Damn you, you socialist.
That's the heartland of
and
America.
And then they call him a socialist because the prices rose, that he had nothing to do
Hold
with.
Hold on a second.
Because trust me, if the president had something to do with it, he would be doing everything he could to keep
do
the prices
you realize-
low.
How many people are dependent on the dollar stores and the Dollar Tree stores all across
America?
Too
many. It's sad.
And mostly Democrats,
well,
I might
Dollar General was serving as a vaccination and testing location
right.
along the South.
But imagine now, you go in for your dollar purchase, and you've been told because of Joe Biden's inflation, it's now $1.25. And you go, oh, my God,
It's killing me.
It's the end of the world.
It's a 25% increase. I thought inflation was only 4.5%. That's what I would say to the cashier.
That is the telling sign. You always look to what the prices are in the dollar store and in the Dollar Tree store to see where our economy
is
going.
So I have been alive on this planet and shopping for many, many years, and there's been dollar stores my entire life, and everything has always been a dollar. This is the first increase in the history of dollar stores.
Exactly.
I find politics involved. The guy who owns these dollar stores must be working with the MyPillow guy to try to fix prices and screw over Joe Biden.
By the way,
it's a conspiracy, Curtis.
MyPillow, big business, a lot of big businesses. They had their day, Black Friday, the Cyber Monday, and then Saturday they gave to the small business guys and gals out there. Did you find in your neck of the woods that there was a major rush of people into the small mom and pop stores?
Actually, in my neck of the woods, there was.
Oh.
There are a lot of small mom-and-pop shops in my community out there on the east end of Long Island that people do patronize.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. But for the
And by the way, I bought my turkey from the butcher. I went to the baker in my neighborhood. Oh. I did the whole thing. Everything was local.
This is so good of you.
I went to the farm stand.
Patronizing.
Of course.
I try to
spread it around,
man. Women who've been screwed ever since the crash of 2008 when they didn't get any bailout. But, hey, the Wall Street boys almost took us under. Got free
I agree.
Money.
I agree. You're right. They should have gotten bailed out. And they did get a little bailout through the American Rescue Plan that Joe Biden passed.
But not with the PPPs like the big boys
Yeah,
did.
That was during the old guy.
They're getting
The former guy wrote that out of it. Treasury Department.
I'm going to talk about that tomorrow night. I mean, tonight. Not tomorrow night. Although I will be Frank Morano for the rest of the week. Because he's on paternity
leave. Doing it the whole
week. What the hell is paternity leave? There was no such thing when I was growing up.
Well, thank God. You
paternity
would have been out for years.
The mother did all the heavy lifting. She had her sisters come over, her mother-in-law, all the women. They doted over the baby. They know much better about child care than Gavons.
I get it that the mothers of your children said, get out, please. Let me take care of this.
Absolutely.
I get it.
They didn't want me anywhere.
I met a couple of them over the years.
Well, look, I was with my son Hunter last night before the start of Hanukkah, you know, the 8 days, they're lighting the candles. And I used to actually tell the kids, I'd be listening to WFAN in the morning on Sunday mornings. I think it was Richard Neer of the WNEW. And I would tell the kids, hey, don't bother me. Why don't you go out and play in the traffic? Make sure you don't get hit. Run back and forth with the traffic. Build up your character, your strength. In fact, it'll help your peripheral vision.
If you could dodge a cab, you could dodge a ball.
Exactly.
Right?
It's in my genes. Don't worry, kids.
Yeah,
you got my genes.
You got it all together. All right.
I don't think the mother appreciated that.
I think they wanted you as far away from the raising of those kids as possible.
Well, when we come back, we got to go to the phones. What's the numbers?
1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Curtis and Chris with you till 5 o'clock.
It's the left versus the right in the right corner. It's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa in the left corner. It's liberal activist Christopher Hahn. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest on New York's news and talk station. 77 WABC.
Chris Hahn, Curtis Sliwa here till 5. 1-800-848-9222. That's 1-800-848-WABC. Let me go to Alex in Brooklyn. Alex, you're on with Curtis and Chris.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking the call. Curtis, hi. I have a couple arguments with you, Chris. The first one is, if Joe Biden's not to blame for the gasoline prices that are now through the roof, but rather COVID is, why under Donald Trump in 2020, at the height of the pandemic, were gasoline prices at the lowest they've been in years, and they were going even lower? Maybe it has to do with the fact that we were energy independent then, and now Joe Biden canceled the XL pipeline, as well as gasoline production across this country, which is why gasoline is now this expensive?
No. No, I'll tell you why. And remember, in 2020, the height of the pandemic, you weren't driving. Nobody was driving. You could make it into New York City from where I live in 45 minutes. You could park anywhere. I used to park in front of Penn Station when we were at Penn Station. People weren't driving. You actually, oil is traded on a global market. It is not dependent on the XL pipeline, which, by the way, wasn't even bringing in oil that was going to be produced into gasoline. It was oil sands that would be used for home heating oil. And quite frankly, it was going to be shipped to the world market. That's what that pipeline was for. In fact, the cancellation of the XL pipeline would leave more domestic production, more domestic product here in the United States.
Well, how about this compromise? We are facing dire ramifications. Later on in the show, I'll give you a whole list of shortages we have. But it's been brought to my attention by Trudeau that he has turned off the maple syrup pipeline to America, not in spite of Biden turning off the pipeline from Calgary and now, Edmonton and Alberta.
Now, I'm going to take issue with you.
They have a shortage of maple syrup from Quebec.
I'm going to take issue with you.
Yes.
Okay, I'm a patriotic American. I get my maple syrup from Vermont. I don't know where you get yours from.
Well, you do.
But I get my maple syrup because, you know, we have maple trees in the United States.
Yes, but that's
that make perfectly good syrup.
That's the most liberal progressive state, right? Bernie the Author, Caucus Sanders, Ben and Jerry.
They got a Republican governor.
Nah.
Yeah, he's a Republican.
Yeah.
He's not a Democrat.
And by the way, they do fight for the right to bear arms.
They do, including Bernie Sanders.
They are pro-Second Amendment.
Yeah. So I don't know.
But now, let me
liberal.
Ask you this. Now that you mentioned...
But by the way, you know, try it. Vermont maple syrup is better than anything you can get out of Quebec.
All right, now, let me ask you a question, though. Because there is a maple syrup shortage, it's real. And like we have reserves that Biden has tapped into for gasoline that was urged by your former boss, Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
They have maple syrup reserves.
Canada
in
has
tanks
a strategic maple syrup.
Yes. What is your favorite maple syrup? Is it Log Cabin?
No.
Is it Mrs. Butterworth?
No.
Is it, I don't even think it's named this anymore, Aunt Jemima?
No, it's now called Mill Creek or something like that.
Yeah, but
Mill
I wonder River. If it sells as well.
I don't know. I like the real stuff. I like the real maple syrup.
I can never figure this out. Maybe you can answer this since you are a chef extraordinaire. What is the difference between pancakes and flapjacks? I mean, you know, if you go into a restaurant, let's say, hey, I want a stack of pancakes, or you go into IHOP and you go, I want a stack
flapjacks. I think it's a regional dialect thing. I think it's kind of like subs versus heroes versus grinders versus hoagies.
So it's like north
versus the same
south.
Thing. Yeah.
In the north, it's pancakes.
Now, I could be wrong. Somebody call me up if there's a, you know, something. I don't know
no,
this
I think
for sure.
You're right. Because
I think
my
that's what
favorite
it is.
Place of all time to go is Waffle House.
Oh, I love the Waffle House.
They prefer that you order waffles.
But they do have pancakes.
That is true.
Yeah.
But there, I think, because I've eaten in enough of those and fed enough guardian angels in Waffle House, that they are flapjacks because it's a southern thing. Now, the person who serves you is a three-eyed fornicator. The person who is making it behind the counter is a three-eyed fornicator. They all live in trailer camps. And, you know, they always wear
You're assuming
dirty
a lot. You're assuming a lot.
Oh,
they could be teenagers.
Do you know that I took Nancy for our honeymoon to Tampa.
Hey.
Tampa. We stayed in a Motel 6 and we ate at Waffle House.
Here we go, Nancy. You married this kind of celebrity guy.
I love Waffle House.
And we're
going
to go to Waffle House. Now, look, going to Waffle House once while you're down there is okay. But every day? Three meals a day?
Doctors love that. It definitely clogs your arteries.
1-800-848.
And they always fill up the weakened coffee. You get constant refill.
That coffee ain't that bad. It's not weakened. It's not weak. It's good. Decent coffee. It's not great, but it's, you know, for what it is, it's 35 cents.
See, you are moving from your progressive levels because I know progressives would never go to a Waffle House. It's too synonymous with Georgia, the stars and bars, the flag.
I have been to Waffle Houses with big name liberals.
Do you know
across
they have? They have a museum, a Waffle House museum outside of Atlanta. I thought I died and went to heaven.
It is an amazing thing. Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. Let me go to Steve in Manhattan. Steve, you're on with Curtis and Chris.
Foghorn Leghorn. Now, listen, you got to ask Gary Bauer about pancakes and stuff because he did a header off the stage when he was flipping them. But listen, guys, I'm just going to tell you something. All great comical teams eventually break up. Han, you're in there as a, like you just said before, you're just a provocateur, just a part of you're pie filler for the show that's going on, part of the script.
But isn't the pie filler the best part of the pie? I mean, I don't know where you come from, but, you know, I kind of like the pie filler. It's the best part.
You're the pie filler. You're a potted plant.
So what you're saying, you're calling me a potted plant. Now, I know that's some sort of like weird, antiquated old guy put down, but go ahead.
Okay, yeah, oh, God. But listen, let me just say what I have to say, because, folks, you're never going to hear anybody say this on the what we call the right. The right is also a facade, is a mirage. illegal immigration, people who have visa expire inside this country, affirmative action with this potted plant is going to deny exist in this country should be pulled out by the roots. Big, juicy welfare programs have to go. And obviously, no one ever mentions this because they're all fronts for the establishment. People should know that. These guys are fronts. Hannity came out at one time for amnesty. All these guys out here will not talk about legal immigration. Legal immigration rebuilt the hard left in this party.
I'm trying to understand what this has to do with everything else we were talking about today.
But let me compliment Steve from Manhattan. For the first time in a while, he identified himself truthfully. He did not hashtag out, go Buchanan, go Buchanan, go Buchanan.
Right, he was getting there.
Right, but when he comes on like that, and he's real, and he doesn't try to come on with an alias and
fake,
then we accept him.
It's insane.
Be real. Keep it real,
you know what, Steve? But, you know, look,
I'd
appreciate him a lot more if he kept it on topic.
All right, well, topic, he brought up immigration. Now, what do you have to say to President Joe Biden suddenly saying, you know what? I think we're going to go back to the Trump mandate where you got to stay on the Mexican side.
Well, he was ordered to by the court.
No, I know, but he really didn't fight it vigorously.
Well, he was ordered to by the court.
And
I've been in politics a long time, and sometimes when you're governing and you got to make a tough decision, you want the court to make that decision
for you.
Okay,
but he's going to do that, and then he's going to insist that if you want to seek asylum as you stay on the Mexican side of the border, you will have to get a COVID-19 shot, at least one. The Johnson and Johnson
shot. I think anybody who crosses a border should get a shot.
Why did it take so long for him to come to that conclusion?
I guess he was listening to us on Thanksgiving and
the day after. Could it be this new South African variant?
I know that our signal's heard in Nantucket. So,
by the way,
he probably heard. He's like,
Looking at these caravans, the makeup of these caravans. Increasingly, they are less and less Mexican and Central American. And more, they are immigrants from all over the world.
Okay. 1-800-848-9222.
How the hell did it get to that?
1-800-848-WABC. Let me go to Philip in Brooklyn, who's got a pancake question.
Oh.
Philip.
How you doing, guys?
So are they flapjacks or pancakes? Are they the same thing?
Pancakes were originally made in a pan in the oven, like a cake. That's why they're called pancakes.
I believe
flapjacks are made on a griddle, and you kind of flap them over like you're flipping them, but you're flapping them.
That sounds legit.
It does sound legit, but I guess now we just call flapjacks pancakes because we don't really make them in a pan.
But I think, Philip, I think really when I've heard the statement that you want your flapjacks now, it's always been down south. Up here, it's always pancakes. Even at IHOP. You go to IHOP up here, you know, people are like, yeah. And the syrup. What happens if there's a syrup shortage? IHOP will go out of business.
They're going to have to make their own syrup.
They have like 52 varieties of syrup.
I mean, they are the international house of pancakes. So it is possible they're importing it from Canada. They better get some of that strategic syrup reserve. Thanks for your call, Philip. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Cynthia in Uniondale. Cynthia, how you doing?
Hi, guys. I didn't know, Curtis, you were back. I just turned on WABC today. I'm so happy. I wish you won. I mean, we need you in New York City, but hearing your voice every day is Sunday.
Well, you know, in the next hour, I'm going to ask you, Chris, because Eric Adams, my opponent, so far has been saying all the right things. We need to support him because this city's in really bad shape. But he's vacillating on that no bail situation. It's become not only a big issue here in New York State, especially with the coming elections, statewide elections, but also because of what happened. Remember, same time, same place, last Sunday, when Brooks was in his red SUV and went smashing through that crowd in that Christmas parade.
Horrible.
And now we find out, my God, this guy was a predicate felon. And was having almost no bail, minimal bail, and just coming out to do things worse. In fact, right before he plowed through that crowd, he had tried to run over his old lady.
Look, I've said this before, I'll say it again. The judge needs to have discretion. If you think somebody's going to be a threat to society or to himself, put him in jail.
Well, later on, the next, I want you to describe that because you made your bones in the criminal justice system. Especially under Ducktown D.A. Brown.
Well, I was an intern and a special appointee.
Doesn't matter. I'm trying to embellish your
credentials. I know. I don't want anybody to call me out.
You know how he got his nickname, Ducktown D.A. Brown? He was like the shortest prosecutor of all time.
Yeah.
No, he was actually in a criminal court case in Queens State Supreme Court, and he was sitting and he was issuing the sentence to the felon. And this is before they had the metal detectors or the pat downs. The felon didn't like the sentence, so pulled out his gat and started shooting at duck down D.A. Brown. He didn't have to duck down all that much.
No.
Because he was such a shorty.
No, he was like 4 foot tall. Right? He wasn't tall at all.
He was a munchkin.
Yeah, very, very small.
Is that politically correct?
Well, he was a giant, though, politically.
That's a little, a DA, imagine this.
He was there for a long time.
He lived in Connecticut, but he was the DA in Queens. Now, I always used to tell that story. People said, you're lying, Curtis, you're lying. You just don't like Democrats. I said, no, the guy lives in Connecticut, and he's the DA in Queens. And then upon his death... Oh, yeah, he lived in Connecticut most of the time.
1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Bayana in Brooklyn. Bayana, am I saying that right?
Yes, thank you, Chris and Curtis. Yes, you did. Thank you so much. It's Bayana Patrice. But I wanted to ask Curtis a question as such, Chris. May I?
Yes, of course.
It's a political question. Is that okay?
Anything Curtis? You want. He's an open book, Curtis Sliwa. I mean, it's not. There's a lot of spelling errors in that book, but he's an open book.
That name is very familiar to me, Bayana Patrice. Do I know you?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay, then.
You know her.
Excuse me?
He seems to think he knows you, Bayana.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I spoke with him about 20 years ago in regards to there should be more cameras. Maybe 25 years ago, that there should be more cameras to help the public and the police.
Yeah. And in fact, now, Bayana, they're everywhere. Private property, public property. You can't. In fact, you're disappointed at night if you're watching the evening news and you don't see video of the actual crime.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't led to better law enforcement because obviously they're not as aggressive now, even with all this new technology.
Sure. Chris, I wanted to ask you about you're running for mayor, please.
Yeah, well, you know, I did. I lost.
Why you got to hurt him like this? Why, Bayana? Why you got? He's already sitting here with a broken arm or elbow, whatever. Hasn't slept in like 3 weeks because he's been on the air the entire time. And you're going to bring up that horrible day he had beginning of the month. The month's almost over. He's almost got it behind him.
I got to tell you, Bayana, I gave the quickest concession speech in the history of modern elections. And the reason I did so...
Because you knew they were going to cut away?
No, the network said, we're going to Eric Adams at 10. And I said, you're not going to deny me my airtime. So I was out on the stage at 9:15 minutes after the polls had closed.
Unbelievable. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC.
Talk Radio 77 WABC. It's the left versus the right. In the right corner, it's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa. In the left corner, it's liberal activist Christopher Hahn. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest.
Chris Hahn, Curtis Sliwa with you till 5 o'clock, 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC if you want to join the national conversation with Curtis and myself. I'm going to go to John in Staten Island. John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing good.
I'm in this lovely Staten Island Expressway in traffic. Anyway, Curtis, question for you. I want to know if you heard that.
What happened there? I think we lost him.
I think, you know, on the Staten Island Expressway, unfortunately, you know, you have the West Expressway into the Staten Island Expressway. He probably got swallowed up in the HOV lane.
Yeah, I think it's there is a lack of infrastructure in Staten Island, let's just say. No, you want to know why Maliotakis voted for that bill? Go to Staten Island.
Let me tell you, you could be stuck on the Staten Island Expressway, either going to, let's say, the Outer Bridge Crossing, the furthest end, or the Verrazano Bridge. And sometimes you could actually get to Atlantic City quicker.
Oh, yeah.
Over the Outer Bridge Crossing, the Turnpike, Garden State Parkway, Atlantic City Expressway, you'd be shooting craps at the Tropicana before you get into Midtown Manhattan.
You know what I tell my friends who moved to Staten Island? Call me when you're in Manhattan. That's what I say. 1-800. It's true. It's true. No offense, Staten Island.
Why don't they have an HOV lane right through?
I don't
understand that.
The HOV lane stops And then you're going to sit in traffic for an hour to go 3 miles.
It teases you. It has an HOV lane like half the way, and then all of a sudden, no more HOV
lane. I had to cut through Staten Island last weekend to go to that New Jersey soccer tournament we talked about.
Oh, that's right.
And I was like, okay, we better leave, like, give an extra 3 hours because you never know what's going to happen.
Now, which bridge did you take?
I took the Verrazano to the Gothels.
Oh, yeah. Gothels. The new and improved
Gothels. The new and improved Gothels Bridge. And I went right through. Nothing. No traffic. It was a breeze. 4 minutes on Staten Island. Wow. That's really, it's like, it's 10 miles long. There's nothing there.
You are lucky. You are a extremely lucky man finding parking here in New York City on this day. Three locations, free parking.
It is. God wants me to
and
spend more time in Manhattan.
And cutting through Staten Island without idling endlessly and burning precious fossil fuels.
Unbelievable. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Stan in Forest Hills. Stan. Uh-oh. I think we might have a phone issue here.
I think so.
I think so, too. So, Stan? Hello? Hey, there you are.
I'm here. Hey. I'm here. I know everybody knows me as a lunatic left winger when I call in, but I don't feel that way. I feel like I'm right about everything I say. And really, they call me names. They call me a left winger and everything, and I gobble up too much air time.
They call you names.
Well, that's what they call me, a lunatic left winger, these people calling in these radio shows. And I'm just on the air. I got in the hostile interview.
Wait a second. See, he broke it. This is Steve from Manhattan.
Aha!
He had his one shot. Go Buchanan. But now he's pretending to be Stan from Forest Hills.
Oh, my God.
Why did he do that? He started off so well.
It's insane. It's insane.
You know, he's addicted.
It's insane.
He's almost as bad as you and I wanting to hear our own voices all the time.
He's almost as bad as you. I mean, you know, how many hours have you been on? 1-800-848-9222.
Well, let's try to convince Josh to improve and not to move. Apparently, he's wanting to leave.
Josh from Yonkers, come on in.
I'm a big fan of you. Go, Buchanan.
Another one.
Phil, you really got to lock down on this guy, Phil. You got to clear the wax out of your ears, phone screener.
Isn't Buchanan dead? Like, didn't he die?
You'd think so.
You'd think these guys would give up.
No.
No, they should move on to, like, Ted Cruz or some other idiot.
Yeah, it's a lifer.
Yeah. 1-800-848-9222.
I tell you what, you know where we're safe? Let's go to Lynn. Lynn in Manhattan.
Lynn in Manhattan.
Hi. Curtis, do you think Adams is going to who is going to be the new mayor? You think he's going to look into that De Blasio stole all that money with the homeless and the mentally ill? Do you think he's going to look into it, or he's just going to forget about it?
Well, Lynn, the number one subject in the entire campaign that I had, both the Republican primary that I won and then the general election, was where is the $1.25 billion that de Blasio put his wife in charge of Thrive to help the emotionally disturbed persons? Even Democrats were asking that. They just couldn't imagine with all the emotionally disturbed persons in the subways, the parks, living in the streets. These are lost souls. They need help, mental health care. They need their medicines. And you can never get an answer. They would never fess up. And they were never subpoenaed for the records. I do not believe that Mayor-elect Eric Adams is going to go in that direction. I hope he stops the Thrive program
and creates
something new.
I think the controller should have audited it.
He should have. Scott Stringer could have. He had subpoena power. He chose not to. City Council could have subpoenaed. They chose not. They complained.
Yeah.
But that was it.
Look, $1.5 billion is nothing to sneeze at. And there are a lot of people on the street that could use that money to help them.
Oh, God. And, you know, if we look out in Long Island, the way we used to do things, they closed Pilgrim State, remember?
Yep.
That was what, near Brentwood and Central Islip? And then there was what, the other one, Kings Point?
Kings Park.
Park, I'm sorry. But those were out of the era of Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
When you would look at those places, you were like, oh, my God.
They were landmarks. You could see them from any part of Long Island.
And we needed to close them because those huge, massive facilities.
People were treated horribly in those facilities.
Greystone in New Jersey was another one.
Bad stuff.
But the problem is, they said, okay, we're going to remove the patients from these draconian facilities. But we're just going to release them home. Now, most families are not at all capable of caring for people with these psychotic disorders. And yet they end up in the streets. So you think maybe that there's room in between there to make sure that they're hospitalized to get their care?
There's got to be a better way than what we're doing
right
now around here.
I went out to Randall's Island, not to run around the track, the Icon track that I'm sure you love.
I saw Pearl Jam there.
You did?
Icon Stadium. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. And then all the EDM concerts there.
No, the only thing I saw there was Pearl Jam.
But there's that massive white building that you'll see when you're on the Triborough.
And I'm there for soccer games like every weekend.
You see the huge white building. Yeah. That's the Kirby Psychiatric Facility. Only 4 floors are occupied, state facility. There's another 11 floors empty. And you would say, don't you think Hochul should get together with either de Blasio or the new mayor, Adams, and say, let's take the patients and put them in there.
We've got to find a humane way to help these people, right? Unfortunately, we've never been able to really figure that out on a massive scale. It only really works in smaller scales. Until we could find a humane way to do it on a large scale, we're going to have problems. We have too many people on the street and not enough resources.
Now, next hour, we got to talk about Fauci.
We'll talk about Fauci. We'll talk about a lot of things. You're with Curtis and Christopher Hahn, 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC.
It's the left versus the right. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest. 77 WABC. It's the left versus the right in the right corner. It's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa in the left corner. It's liberal activist Christopher Hahn. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest on New York's news and talk station. 77 WABC.
1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Curtis and Christopher Hahn. Here for another hour. I'm going to go to Arthur in New Jersey. Arthur, welcome.
Hi, Arthur. Hello.
Hi, hello.
Oh, hi. Hey, no, I just, how you doing, Chris? How are you?
I'm doing okay.
And Curtis, sorry that you didn't pull it off, man. I really was rooting for you. You would have made a great governor.
Yeah, I would too. Maybe I'll run for governor instead.
No doubt about it.
I could beat the Democrats and Republicans.
This is your problem. People didn't even know what you were running for. You should have let me at least advise you.
Oh, God.
On
God
your commercials. You know, I mean, is he running for homeless commissioner? What is he running for? I don't know what he's running for. Arthur, what's on your mind, baby?
Hey, you know, I was wondering, Chris, when do you think you're up to debating Mark Levin?
Oh, I would kill Mark Levin. Mark Levin doesn't want to debate me. Mark Levin would never have an intelligent, effective communicator from the other side of the aisle on his program. Mark Levin basically listens to Sean Hannity during the day and then finds a way to make that program boring, and then that's his program. Mark Levin, I don't understand how a guy like that can call himself the Great One. Now, I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for saying this. I know he's on this air here and probably gets better ratings than me.
Yes.
But I think it's because of his real estate. I think if we were on in that time slot, we would do better than him because we would engage our audience like we're doing right now, and they would listen.
Yeah, but he has a tremendous audience that he's built up for years, and that would be a good debate.
Yeah.
Mark Levin is an excellent debater. He's debated his entire life.
Well, I mean, I've made myself available to Mark Levin. I've debated everybody. I've debated Hannity. I've debated Tucker. I've debated Judge Jeanine. Those people have me back.
Well,
They're not afraid of me.
I'm sure your wish will come true. Once you find the wishbone from your turkey.
I don't know what happened to
it. If you brought the wishbone in, we could snap it. Your wish would be to debate Mark Levin.
It's not really my wish.
Well, remind me, he's got 3 hours a night, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 9.
Yeah.
Great show. Lots of listeners. So that would be a good rock'em sock'em debate.
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't think so. I think he wants tomato cans. I think that's what he wants.
That wishbone and your dream might
come true. He wants a tomato can. 1-800-848-9222. Phil in Manhattan. Phil.
Hello.
Hello.
I'd like to speak with Chris Hahn.
Yeah, that's me.
I had the misfortune of listening to you disseminate multiple lies about the vaccine.
Mm.
Yes. You also then browbeat lay people by saying they couldn't understand your experts.
Phil, too. That would have been another way to pass the test.
But every time it was easier just to get another driving permit. And I'd exhaust that until I had to take the test again. But I did all kinds of driving with that driver's permit morning, noon, and night when you're not supposed to.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Olds Rocket 88.
Now, I assume your wife has a driver's license.
Yes.
So she's got to drive you around.
Look, she grew
she's
got
to nurse you back to health.
She grew up in your neck of the woods, Bohemia. If you don't have a driver's license in Suffolk County, you're stuck.
Yeah, you're stuck.
And she used to drive around in the summers. Yes, a Mr. Softy truck.
Oh, wow.
It was not easy to do.
No, no. Here in the city or out there?
No, out there. What is that lake over there?
Lake Ronkonkoma.
That's it.
There
lake
you go.
Ronkonkoma! A Mr. Softy truck.
Do you think Mark Levin could pronounce Ronkonkoma?
No.
I don't think Mark Levin would be able to pronounce
Ronkonkoma. I don't think
Ronkonkoma.
He thinks it's all that important.
No, well, I think that anybody who's doing radio in New York should understand how to say Ronkonkoma.
Me. He's doing radio in hundreds of states. Stations across the nation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Five people at each station, so he's got a couple of listeners. Whatever. Sorry. I know you think he's cool.
All right, but why do you want to perpetuate Dr. Fauci, who, when confronted with this new variant, said, don't cancel travel until Monday from South Africa and the other African countries. And now, all of a sudden, it's probably already here.
It probably is.
But, I mean, this guy, he's like,
well, look,
it's time.
No.
It's time.
First of all, the experience that he's built up over this last year and a half is invaluable. And we would lose that starting over with somebody else.
Oh, excuse me. He's how old? Like 95?
He's younger than you.
There's nobody else who could do this job?
I always believe everybody's replaceable. That's my line.
You know, it's amazing how, as much as we're like into this woke nation thing with hipsters and millennials, that we're not going with hipsters and millennials. The older you are, the more likely you are to stay in office or to continue on in government service.
I agree that at some point everybody's got to go. But I think the politicization of this virus is not Dr. Fauci's fault. It is the right-wing echo chamber who's decided that they're going to make him the target of the problems because they couldn't make the former guy the target. They weren't going to say that Trump is screwing up the virus. They weren't going to do that. So we're going to blame Fauci. And as for whether or not we should ban travel, here's my plan on travel. Here's the Han plan.
Oh, the
nobody,
Han plan on
nobody
travel.
On a plane without a vaccine domestically or internationally. Period. We need to cut this nonsense that everybody should just put on a mask on a plane. No. Get your shot, prove you're vaccinated, then you could fly.
Will that stop all the fights and disruptions?
Yeah.
And now AG Garland is going to be using the Department of Justice and FBI to go after?
You won't need a mask on a plane because everybody will be vaccinated. We're good.
But wait, you can still get these variants. Which means you could still pass them on.
Well, you could pass them on.
So wouldn't that mean you'd have to still wear a mask?
So, as we have learned, the vaccine has been very successful about the other variants, the Delta, the Beta. Okay, so we assume that it'll be okay against Omicron. Now, we'll find out in a week or two. And if we find out that it's not, God help us.
But let me ask you a question. With all the vaccines that we've been exposed to all throughout our lives, from the time we were little whippersnappers, we had to get vaccinated up, all different kind of vaccines, or you couldn't go to school. They wouldn't permit you to go to school. I've never heard of a vaccine that required boosters. Did you?
Look, I mean, it's a new vaccine for a new and evolving virus.
Granted, things change.
Right.
But then you have a prestigious...
Well, by the way, your tetanus shot needs a booster. That's a vaccine. You got to get that every couple of years.
Really?
Yeah.
Gee, I haven't had that in a month or so. Oh, no, I just had it when the cab hit me.
Yeah, I'm sure they gave you a tetanus shot.
No, they did.
Did they give you a rabies shot, too?
That right in the stomach. I had that years ago. I got bit by a rat. A bat.
Oof.
A bat. I used to hang up in the trees upside down with the bats in the Canarsie Cemetery. One of them took umbrage to that because he knew I wasn't a bat and bit me in the stomach.
So before you were the guardian angel.
Yes.
Were you walking around the city in a Batman suit and you were in Times Square and people were taking pictures with you and then you said, I got to do something different?
I just was fascinated by the bats hanging upside down in the trees. And then at night, they're very nocturnal and they were like sweeping through everywhere.
Swooming around here. Yeah. Swooming around.
And then I had to get those multiple shots right in your stomach at Brookdale Hospital.
Yeah, look.
The horse needles we're talking. Horse needles.
The science is evolving. Remember, we just discovered this thing a year and a half ago.
All right, but... All of a sudden, a group of prestigious scientists who are pro-vaccination approached the FDA and they said, you know, you got a hardcore 10% out there of people in our country who are probably never going to want to get vaccinated because they have misconceptions, misinformation.
Yep.
We would like the FDA to release all their studies that went into them giving certification to just Pfizer. Let's start with Pfizer.
Right.
And what was the FDA's response? It'll take us 55 years to release that information.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Now, if you were jaundiced or suspect of government, gee whiz, I wonder why, you would think, like, what the hell are you hiding? We're going to find out the identities of the illegal aliens in those jars there in Roswell, New Mexico, before we do this.
I agree. I think that we should have all the information that's available. We paid for it. We should do it. So let's see what the caller's saying. Hudson in the Bronx, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Curtis. Always great to hear your voice. I have a question for you, Chris. So you're saying that people need to take the vaccine to fly. People need to take the vaccine for all these certain things. There's guys on your station that are saying, Dr. Siegel and other people, saying that this is going to become a yearly thing. So you're telling me if it becomes a yearly thing, that means it's very similar, if not identical, to the flu shot. So it's just like the flu shot. You're saying that if you don't take a shot every single year, if you don't take the flu shot every single year, which is what it's going to become, then you're not allowed to work, then you're not allowed to fly?
No, I don't say you're not allowed to work. I mean, let each individual company make up their rules about how people work. But flying is governed by the FAA, and I think that there should be a rule here that you can't fly without it. You're in a cylindrical tube, rebreathing recirculated air, sitting shoulder to shoulder with people. The chance of transmission is great, and we have learned that this is how this virus has spread around the world on airplanes. So I think it makes perfect sense to lower the risk of people transmitting the virus. Now, as for what you said, I think it's a good point. I think it's a good point that we're worried about having to do it every year. And we might have to do it every year, or science might catch up to the virus and figure out a way to make it last.
What about all the people like me who no longer take flu vaccines because when I was vaccinated, I got sick? Ever since I didn't take the flu vaccine, I haven't gotten sick. Is it going to be mandatory that you also have to take your flu vaccine, knowing that oftentimes they say, well, this year's batch only works like 28% of the time?
Well, it's never 28%.
So we're going to have to turn our arms into human piñatas.
Look.
Constantly being vaxxed.
What are you afraid of a little prick for? Give it a break. A little prick. It's okay. It'll be fine.
You mean as opposed to a big prick like yourself?
As opposed to a big prick. Yeah. You sit here with a big prick all day. You can't handle a little prick. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Ike in Williamsburg. Ike.
Yo, Curtis, what's up, my man? Listen, I don't know who's there today. I just turned on the radio. I'm glad to hear you. I was rooting for you anyway. Listen, this guy's insane to say we got to fly, you know, only if we're vaccinated. Listen, I'm with you, Curtis. I've never got the flu shot. I never got sick. This is insane. I know a lady that got vaccinated. The doctor forced the flu shot on her. Now she's bleeding profusely from her nostrils. It's insane, dude.
I, you know, this is like the what's her name's cousin. I know somebody who knows somebody who had this problem. This is how we have these issues here in America.
You just dismiss people like Ike who relate to you experiences that have been related to them.
He
didn't say she was bleeding through her eyeballs.
She's bleeding profusely because of the shots? Really? Because I've gotten them. I know almost everybody I know has gotten them.
Excuse me, just because you bleed profusely? Got a flu vaccine.
Did you bleed profusely from your shots?
No, but I stopped taking the flu
vaccine. Well, I get the flu shot every year. I'm around too many people.
No matter which flu strain it is.
It doesn't matter.
They tell you in advance it only worked 32% of
the time. I've never heard it that low. I've never heard it that low. It's usually about a 58, 59, 60%. And I never get the flu. So there you go.
So you're advocating flu vaccines for all. Would you mandate it?
No, I wouldn't mandate it. But I think if you're a high-risk person, here's what I think. I think you should talk to your doctor about those things.
We know what
and
was
you
the
should
most
make a decision with
thing.
That person.
I thought, because obviously flu comes every year, there's no way we avoid it.
Right.
That healthcare workers would have to get the vaccine. That's what I thought for years. Then I found out from healthcare workers, and I couldn't believe what they were telling me. No, you could refuse the vaccine, but you would always have to be masked up. Whenever you were on the property or you were performing the duty, let's say you were a home healthcare nurse, you would have to be masked up. And I said, wow, I never thought that that would actually be the regulation to permit people to continue to work who, for whatever reason, religious, medical, or they just didn't trust the vaccine, wouldn't be vaccinated. But now all the rules have changed. because of COVID-19. What do they call this new strain, like the fourth strain?
Omicron.
Omnipresent?
Omicron.
It's omnipresent?
Yeah.
Do we blame South Africans now? Do we ban South Africans?
We're going to call it something different. I don't know. The Pele flu. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC.
It's the left versus the right in the right corner. It's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa in the left corner. It's liberal activist Christopher Hahn. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest.
Chris Hahn, I was just listening to that promo for Bernie and Sid. They'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place in the mornings, 6 to 10. They've been in the Irish Alps, the Jewish Himalayas, that is the Catskills, with their families for the Thanksgiving Day holiday. And they said that our only saving grace in America now would be the unification of people like Joe Rogan and Dave Chappelle. That we need to follow the Joe Rogans and Dave Chappelles of the world, who will lead us, lead us to the promised land.
Unbelievable.
Sorry, guys.
I think they've been spending too much time with Seth Rogen smoking that wacky tobacco, as you
might say. Who says, don't worry, they steal a few cars, they carjack you, they do a few smash and grabs. I got 18 Lamborghinis in the driveway. I got plenty to spare.
I don't understand it. I really don't. By the way, you're going to be here from 9 to 1.
Yes.
And then from 1 to 6.
Yes, and I will be Frank Morano. Because he is helping to nurse his brand new baby. Came into the world, if you hadn't already heard, Friday at 9:11 at night. I wish his beautiful wife Rachel had waited another moment or two before it went Pop Goes the Weasel. And then all of a sudden, Carmine, a beautiful 13-pound boy delivered by both an OBGYN, don't know what that acronym means, and a woman, a pious woman from Mount St. Laredo, a nun, who was the midwife, and she was she had to give birth in a bathtub because the kid was so big at Richmond County Hospital.
Now, you know, you're going to have to take that up with him when he comes back, because he is denying
that. Look at Frank. Father, like son.
He's not
right?
that big a guy, man.
Well, he's big.
He's had a few pizzas.
He's huge.
But he's not that big of a guy.
He's had a few cocktails.
Yeah.
Celebrating the birth of his son.
I'm sure the last couple of days he's had some cocktails.
Oh, he's been giving out those Italian stinker cigars, the the noblest cigars, the crooked cigars. Right at Highland and Seaview, he was spotted there. He's such a proud father.
Oh, what a good
he
guy.
He doesn't know. It only gets worse after this.
It's the best thing he's ever done. Trust me, Frank, you're going to be happy.
Yeah.
We're proud of you.
We'll see when the kid is 14.
I have a 14-year-old.
Rebellious.
It's tough, but they're okay.
We'll see.
It's beautiful at the same time. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Back to the phones. Robert in Philadelphia. Robert, how you doing?
I'm doing real good. How you guys doing?
We're hanging in there.
I hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving, and I wanted to comment on something Mr. Hahn said about not being able to fly unless you're vaccinated. I'm not vaccinated. Most of my family isn't. Most of us have antibodies because we've been exposed, so we're not going to get the vaccination. We're not going to allow my 5-year-old grandson to be injected with something that has zero long-term testing. And I think that it's being way overblown, much to the political detriment of the Democrats. I think that this is one of the things you guys are going to pay a high price for in the midterms. The 2024 is kind of far away, but I think that it's been way overblown. You have something that has a 0.3% chance of killing your typical person, and you guys treated it like it was the bubonic plague.
Well, it was like the bubonic plague. It killed millions of people around the world.
I'm sorry?
It killed millions of people around the world.
Yes, sir, and it killed
We lost 3,500 people. We lost 3,500 people on 9/11. We went to war for 21 years over it. This is something we can prevent, should prevent.
Let me ask you a question, Ian, and I stand to be corrected, but didn't Delta, one of the largest airlines, discontinue the mandate for its employees on flights that they had to be inoculated?
I think that that's a mistake.
And I think Southwest also, which is my favorite airline. That's why I always like going out to, what is that, MacArthur Airport out
MacArthur
there?
MacArthur Airport, yeah.
Because the flights take off. They're always on time.
They're on time.
Deal with the hustle and bustle.
You're like 5 minutes through security. It's
Newark,
great.
LaGuardia, JFK. And all you got to do is take the Long Island Railroad out to Ronkonkoma.
Ronkonkoma.
And then take the jitney from there, as I used to
do. By the way, they're flipping the terminal around so you could walk from the train. They're going to build a new terminal right next to the train.
Oh, that is so cool.
It's going to be good.
I love it out there.
I mean, 20 years from now when it's
done. I wonder, and again, if in fact the Southwest Airlines flight attendants, pilots, co-pilots, others, if they have to be vaccinated, because I think both they and Delta said it's not required. I don't know if it's required of passengers.
Look,
I doubt it.
I think that that it should be mandated. They should be required to do it. And they should lose their license to do those jobs because those jobs are all licensed.
Now,
even flight attendants
have some sort
of certification.
You're bumped from a flight because you can't prove you're vaccinated. And now you want to try the alternative if it's a domestic situation. So you're going to pound the hound, the Greyhound, or you're going to take Amtrak. Should you be denied?
Yeah. Yeah. Travel, interstate travel should be required a vaccine passport.
Truckers transporting.
Yep.
You do
vaccines
realize
for everybody.
We already have a supply shortage. Can I
you know
tell
what?
You?
If we mandated it to every, we should have done it a long time ago. It should have been done by the former guy.
Can
he
I tell you the biggest
shortage
now? Biggest shortage.
By the way,
now.
If he was president right now, he'd be mandating it all over the place.
Do you realize what the biggest shortage is now? I've given you a list. There's the worker shortage.
Yep.
There's Santa Claus shortages, Christmas tree shortages. I told you maple syrup shortages.
There is no maple syrup shortage.
There is.
Canadian maple syrup shortage.
Yeah, but they've closed their pipeline
of Canadian
from Quebec.
Where does that pipeline come in to like some like? You
probably
know,
New York
some
State,
diner,
right?
Some diner somewhere in New Jersey.
The Mohawk Reservation up there. It's on both sides of Quebec.
There's a maple syrup pipeline. I'm just wondering where the end of that is.
From Quebec.
Right.
Into America.
And now it's been shut off.
That's right. So you can buy American-owned, Vermont, liberal, progressive.
It's got to take some time to shut that down because maple syrup, that doesn't flow like oil. It's very slow.
Exactly.
If it's good maple syrup.
But let me ask you this. Right. Do you know the latest shortage brought to my attention by my son, Hunter, last night? By the way, there's a shortage of lemon meringue pies. They took them out to a diner. They had no lemon meringue pie. I said, well, how come? You always have lemon meringue. No lemon meringue pie.
Now, why would that be? I see lemons in the store. I see eggs. That's really all
Maybe
Marine
Maybe somebody
is.
Can explain that. But as I was sitting there with my son, who was waiting to celebrate the first night of Hanukkah, all eight nights. You
Tonight.
Know,
happy Hanukkah.
Right. You light the candle. He said there's a shortage of Hanukkah.
I saw that in the paper.
A shortage of menorhers.
How is that possible? We don't have domestic
there's
menorahs?
There's so many Jewish people out there who didn't vote for me. I want them to impale themselves with a menorah.
Stop it.
Won't even have a menorah to do that.
What percentage of the Jewish vote did you get?
Some areas, really good. Borough Park, it came through for me. Flatbush, Midwood, Brighton Beach.
I'm talking citywide.
I didn't do the final numbers, but they didn't deliver for me in Crown Heights, the Lubavitchers.
No, well, what are you going to do?
That was very disappointing. They seem to have forgotten what I and the Guardian Angels did for them during the riots, 30 days, 30 nights.
It was
oh,
a long
quickly
time
they
ago.
Forget. But anyway, the point
ago.
Is, there's a shortage of menorahs. Now, question. This is a courtesy with Jeopardy question
yeah,
for
yeah,
you.
Go ahead, go ahead.
What does the holiday of Hanukkah celebrate?
It celebrates the gas for the lamps lasting longer than it should have.
That's
seven
true.
Days
That's
longer.
Part of it.
Right.
That's part of it.
But apparently, the Huckabees,
victory.
Not the Huckabees, the Maccabees.
The Maccabees, yes, from
the
Arkansas.
Yeah. Mike Huckabee had a lemon meringue pie that lasted 8 days, which was a miracle in the Huckabee household.
The Huckabees are the biggest supporters of the state
of
Israel.
Oh, they are big
as
supporters.
Evangelical.
They are huge.
Apparently.
They are huge supporters.
Correct me.
Not as huge as it used to be, but
it
huge.
It celebrates the victory of the Maccabees.
The Maccabees.
Against the Greeks, John Katsimatidis and his tribe? I thought it was the Romans.
No, I think it was the Romans.
You think it's the Romans?
Yeah.
I think it's the Romans, but a little birdie told me it was the Greeks.
Hmm.
Could we ask people out there if they happen to know?
If you know, call us. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. Let's go back to the phones. Let me go to Judith in Brooklyn. Judith!
Hi, you guys are too funny. Hold on. I'm doing fine.
She had another call, Curtis. She's like, hold on a minute.
Hello.
Hey,
I'm
Judith.
Here.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, you guys are too funny. You're entertaining. I'm cracking up from both of you. Listen, I have to go back because I came back from shopping, whatever, and I'm listening to you, Chris, saying that you're going to like kill, I guess verbally, Mark Levin. Great one. He's got 20 million followers, and they call him the great one. But let me tell you, I pay money to have you debate Greg Kelly. Oh, my God. That would be... hysterical, the two of you against
Well, you probably wouldn't have to pay for that. Greg, I've debated Greg Kelly. Greg Kelly, I've known Greg Kelly since he was working at Channel 5, and he wasn't as right-wing as he is now, which is kind of interesting to me. But I love Greg personally. I don't understand his politics lately.
It would be a good debate.
His new Greg Kelly, I debate all the time. I talk to him all the time.
No, I understand, but it would be a good debate for our listeners
to
hear.
Yeah, happy to talk to Greg.
Greg Kelly's on.
I'm sure I'll be on Greg Kelly's show, you know, now that I'm back here at WABC. Greg and I are friends. He's not afraid to debate anybody.
Hello?
Go ahead, Judith.
There, guys?
Yep.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you something. Can you hear this? Hold on. Can you hear this?
Yes.
You know what that is?
What?
That is oil with potato, eggs, and whatever. I'm making potato latkes.
Nice. Okay? Latkes.
Because one of the miracles of Hanukkah is oil. That they found one little bottle of oil that would last one day, and it actually lasted for 8 days. That was a miracle. So we have donuts, and we've got all this stuff, everything with oil.
All right, but wait a second, Judith, because you are observant. Did the Maccabees beat the Romans, or as I say, the Greeks?
No, the Greeks. They were Syrians. They were Syrians, but they were Greek, sort of. And that's what happened, yes.
Well, Judith.
Before the Second Temple. The Second Temple, guys.
Thanks for your call, and thanks for listening, and happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, thank you so much. Bye.
1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC.
In defense of Greg Kelly, does a great job, 1:15 to 3 o'clock Monday through
Friday. You got that 14-minute Bill O'Reilly hit right before it.
No, that's a good hit.
15 minutes would be too much for anybody to handle.
But anyway, when he was at Channel 5, I was there at Channel 5 in the mornings doing Good Day Early Call New York in the early mornings. Yeah. Like 4:45.
I used to do Good Day New York with Greg Kelly all the time.
But he wasn't permitted to have those kind of opinions, as you know. It's more of a news format. I'm sure that the powers to be at Channel 5 didn't really want them inserting.
I got it. But he also worked at Fox News for a little while. You do remember that.
Yes, he did.
And he was not even nearly as right wing when he was there as he is now.
Well, maybe he had a epiphany.
Yeah, epiphany. You want to make some money in radio? Here's the way to do it. I'd never had that epiphany, which is why I'm not making that kind of money.
Now, you could make that argument with Tucker Carlson.
Oh, I make that argument every single day.
Because.
It's a liar.
On MSNBC, Tucker Carlson used to have a show at night. And he went on vacation with his family one time, and he asked me to substitute for him. And I did it for a week. They hated me then. But Tucker had asked me, said, look, Curtis, I know you're to the right. I don't want you to alienate my audience. Could you imagine that? That's back when he was at MSNBC.
But he was never on the left.
He's moderate.
Yeah, he's a moderate. Right. Always been a moderate Republican.
So you know who my first guest was substituting for Tucker Carlson on MSNBC?
Who is that?
Rachel Maddow, who was just a contributor at MSNBC at that time.
And a great one.
Who hated that I was even asked to ask her questions. Excuse me.
She's pretty good, Curtis.
Good at reading the teleprompter.
She writes what's on that teleprompter.
I understand that. Right. But remember, when she was on Air America, her problem in being on radio is that she would write everything down.
Yeah, you can't write anything down on the radio. You can't really write anything out. You can't write anything out if you're a guest on TV either. You got to just kind of go there and
react. Right, and the difference, since you've done so much TV and the transition that some people make from radio to TV, TV to radio, is TV, highly scripted, teleprompter. You got to be in and out at a certain time. You got producers flailing there.
It's never been my role on TV, though.
Right, but still.
Right.
You get limited because, boom. Whereas in radio, you get to improv.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great theater of the mind.
You get to yes and.
And in fact, many people who do very well on talk TV do not do well in talk radio.
Well, that's because they can't talk for more than 4 minutes.
Well, that, and they're so used to everything being highly produced.
I have a thing. I could talk about any topic, anytime for an hour, no matter what. Even if I don't know
anything. Any topic.
Any topic, 1 hour, even if I don't know anything about it.
How your beloved Islanders for all those years. And who was the wife beater there? Was it Potvin, Nystrom, Trotz?
Gillies, maybe? I don't know.
Smith? Who was it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I thought you said you could talk about any topic.
Any topic.
That
for
one
hour.
You take the total
I'm not going to talk about who's beating their wife. When did you stop beating your wife? Oh, never. Because they just leave before it gets
well,
to that.
We Ranger fans used to indict the entire Islanders team, who are like world champions, Stanley Cup champions every year.
You know, the worst thing that happened in 1994 was the Rangers winning the Stanley Cup, so I can no longer go to Islander Ranger games and chant 1940, which was one of my favorite things
to
do.
By the way, why do you think the Rangers won the Stanley Cup that year, 1994?
I'll tell you why.
It was Messier.
Mark Messier, for sure. Mark Messier was a champ.
No. I'll tell you. I met Mark Messier, a real stand-up guy.
He's a great player.
But it was really Rudy Giuliani who had just been elected mayor of the city of New York.
Yeah, Rudy Giuliani's the reason why the Rangers won the Stanley Cup.
There's no doubt about it.
He didn't even know what hockey was.
He willed them to victory.
Yeah, it was Rudy's fault. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Curtis and Chris on with you till 5.
It's the left versus the right in the right corner. It's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa in the left corner. It's liberal activist Christopher Hahn. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest on New York's news and talk station. 77 WABC.
1-800-848-9222 is our number. Curtis and Chris Hahn with you until 5, and then Curtis will be back again at 9, going till 6 a.m.
No, 5 a.m.
5 a.m. Oh, you don't do that 5 to 6 hours.
No. That'll be Jet Set Julia doing the news.
By herself.
Yeah.
Without you.
Well, I'm not a news person. I mean, I'm slanted. So if I tell you what the news is.
Well, you're slanted, all right.
Exactly. It's going to be according to the slant of Curtis Sliwa. You really need somebody like Jet Set Julia, who is a professional newswoman.
She is a professional newswoman. But doesn't Frankie do it with her? And he's not necessarily a news.
No, but he is a contributor. It's really Jet Set Juliet's hour.
Got it. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Hannah in Brooklyn. You're on with Curtis and Christopher Hahn.
Okay, Mr. Sliwa, I remember you in the 60s because I lived in Crown Heights and I grew up in Queens. I had a few things listening to you a few minutes ago. Number one, I worked for the city and was forced to take the two vaccines, which I was worried about side effects. They're going to be pushing a booster, and I could tell you that I was extremely sick after the second one. I've had cancer. I've had Epstein-Barr. My cancer oncologist is not in favor of the flu. There's a link with Guillain-Barr, which is a crippling virus. So I don't take it. I'm afraid, but I'm older. I'm very much older. Number two, I don't know if people should be out of jobs who helped during the corona, and because they don't want to take the shot, they're out of jobs. I'm an older person in America. I have a son who lives in Canada and a daughter-in-law who's anti-vax. They cannot come in. I'm Orthodox. I'm all alone. My husband died in the hospital in the middle of corona after 12 years of cancer. I don't know what he died from, so I'm on both sides of the coin. Mm. But pushing everybody with this flu, and I work in a school. I work in a ghetto school. Five-year-olds have to sit being vaccinated, and I sit all day with a mask where I can't breathe. I don't know what happened in this country. My daughter-in-law cannot come from the north, from Canada, but yes, Afghanistans can come and Mexican can come. Well,
Hannah, first of all, let us just say we're sorry for your loss during COVID, whatever it might have been that caused it. Second, look, you're making strong points. I'm not going to deny it. But I do think that if we're traveling internationally or if we're working in close quarters with people, we should be vaccinated. And if we can't get vaccinated for whatever reason it is, we should find other work for these people.
Can I propose a Curtis Sliwa remedy to COVID-19 and its many variants? Because it's worked for me so far.
Okay.
It's not a guarantee for everyone.
Now, you've been vaccinated, though.
Yeah, but before that, as you know, I wasn't. And I would probably be the one person because of my proximity to homeless and emotionally disturbed. I had no gloves, no mask at the time.
I remember seeing you walking down the street. In the middle of the whole thing.
Right. But remember what I would do each and every day. I would swab my nostrils with rubbing alcohol. People laughed at me. And I said, no, it gets inside. And I believe that alcohol actually will sort of...
But where'd you come up with that?
It worked for me.
We don't know that
I'm not saying it's not going to hurt you.
But yeah, we don't know. That, we don't know that that worked for you.
And then Ukrainian cab driver introduced me to the Ukrainian remedy from the Crimea before the Russians took it back over. Putin, and he's threatening to take back all of the Ukraine now again, is a little shot of tonic water. Not with gin. Not with vodka.
But a shot.
A little.
In a
little
shot glass.
Because, you know, when you drink it on its own, it's nasty.
It is nasty.
And I did the combination of the both. I never got coronavirus. And I'm suggesting for the flu, Fahana is the best remedy for all, has been Empire Kosher Chicken. Turn it into chicken soup. It's liquid penicillin.
There you go.
Everybody knows that.
Look, here's what I say. Talk to your doctor. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to Curtis. Don't listen to Joe Rogan. Go talk to the person you've been talking to about your health care issues your entire life.
Well, now, you have to be use some specificity, because there are a lot of people, especially in Manhattan, who brag and always say, you got to see my doctor, my shrink.
Yeah.
You don't mean that.
Your
kind
medical
of doctor.
Your MD. Go talk to the person you've been trusting with your medical decisions your whole life.
Right. Some people don't trust the normal medical doctor. They want a holistic, homeopathic practitioner, acupuncture.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell those people. Go talk to a real doctor.
A real doctor?
Okay.
Somebody How about a chiropractor?
Somebody who's licensed to treat you for medicine, with medicine. Go talk to them. If they can't prescribe you a prescription, they're not a doctor. 1-800-848-9222.
You remember, there was Dr. Kevorkian, Dr. Death. Should they actually consult with a modern-day Dr. Kevorkian?
No, no, they should not. 1-800-848-9222. Let me go to Bernie in Brooklyn. Bernie!
Yes, hi. How are you, gentlemen?
Doing okay.
Well, I just wanted to say, Curtis, I wish you would have won. I think you're a fantastic person, a critical thinker, and you have a real vision with many things. And I'm listening to all this stuff, and I have a question for you when you keep saying that you should be vaccinated if you get on an airplane. So does a vaccination prove that you are free of coronavirus when you go on that plane?
No, it doesn't. But it makes it less likely. It makes it less likely that you are carrying it and less likely that you could transmit it.
That's not true, actually.
It is true.
No, that's a lot of disinformation.
No, it's true. No. You understand wrong.
Excuse me. Are you a doctor, Chris Hong?
No, but I am up on this, and you know he's wrong. 1-800-848-9222.
Because your former boss, Chuck Schumer, who would normally have a press conference every Sunday, I remember a few months ago, he talked about the massive numbers of illegal vaccine passports that were flooding into America being sold on corners near you. A lot of those vaccine passports that people are flashing are bogus.
Yeah.
And yet, we know it, and we continue to establish
there is a way to verify it, right? New York State does it with the New York State Empire State Passport. We could have a vaccine passport.
No, I understand, but you do realize most people...
I was at Fox News today. I had to verify that I was vaccinated to go into Fox News.
Did they put the schwizzle stick in your nose?
No, I gave them the dates of my vaccination, and they cleared me. They looked something up, I guess. So, I think private companies have the absolute right to tell who can or cannot come on their premises. And I think every airline should do this on their own. But if the airline's not going to do it, the FAA should mandate it.
And so even if it means we're depleted of essential workers, tough noogies will have to somehow
look what happened in the city of New York, right? They came up with a vaccine mandate for New York City workers. 95% of the people got vaccinated.
Oh, and we're so much better off.
Well, they're
public
vaccinated.
Safety is so much better off.
But we didn't have the shortage of essential workers, which you just brought up.
Excuse me, Hochul is like closing the ability to get elective surgery because we don't have nurses.
Well, no. She has not closed the ability to get elective surgery. She declared a state of emergency, which gives these hospitals the right to cancel elective surgeries.
But do you realize what the state of emergency is about? It's not about this new variant. It's about the fact we just don't have enough nurses because when all of a sudden nurses were told, you must be vaccinated. So many said no.
Well, there was
healthcare professionals.
There was one hospital that had this issue on Long Island. One hospital, a very small hospital.
Why is she declaring a state of emergency?
It's about the new variant. They're getting ready. They want to be on guard for it. They want to make sure they have the tools and the equipment they need to fight it.
I disagree with you. I think it's because they know they have a lack of nurses to begin with.
Now, we'll see. I don't think that's the issue. I really don't. 1-800-848-9222. Josh in Staten Island.
Hey, Chris, thanks for taking the call. I want to lay out my argument, and then I want, as Dan Bongino says, your rebuttal. So if the vaccine works and it stops you from getting the virus, then even if I don't take the vaccine and I'm standing next to you, then you wouldn't be getting the virus. But if it doesn't work and it only stops you from getting a severe case of the virus, meaning you can still catch it, then that means if I get the vaccine and stand next to you, I can still give you over the virus because I can still transmit it. So what's the point of mandating this vaccine? I want you to explain that.
So you're less likely to transmit the,
yes,
the virus.
Yes, Dr. Hahn, please explain.
You're
to
less
us.
Likely to transmit the virus if you're vaccinated, because the virus, what happens is your viral load decreases, and the more your viral load is, the more likely you are to transmit it. So if you're vaccinated, the virus is having a harder time holding on to your body. Those spike proteins in the coronavirus can't attach to your cells, so they die quicker in a vaccinated body than an unvaccinated body, making it less likely to transmit the virus.
But you can still transmit it.
You can.
Fully vaccinated.
Absolutely.
With your booster shot and all.
You sure can. You sure can, but you're less likely to do it.
Less likely.
Significantly less likely.
So we're going to blame all of our problems with the heightened number of people who are in hospitals on the unvaccinated.
Yes.
Nobody in those hospitals has been vaccinated.
There are people who in those hospitals have been vaccinated, but a very small percentage.
I wish they would let us know what
the actual
figures are. A very
small percentage. From what I understand, it's less than 10%.
Yeah, but they really aren't publishing that, are they?
They have been publishing that. I've seen studies on that.
Dr. Hahn, Dr. Fauci, it's sort of like I feel like I'm talking to Dr. Fauci here. Tomorrow, you'll probably change that.
No. They are, from the studies I have seen, every instance, it is highly unlikely if you are vaccinated to be hospitalized.
And what would happen?
Your chances of being hospitalized decrease by about 13 times over people who are unvaccinated.
So, Dr. Hahn, you have come to the conclusion that everyone must be vaccinated.
I think everybody should get vaccinated, yeah.
What about people with medical reasons who can't?
Think of, clearly, there's exceptions to people like that.
Tough noogies.
Right.
Them, right.
No, there's exceptions for people who have medical reasons.
Low immune system.
That their doctors say, look, this vaccine could kill
them. Well, as an example, the reason that this new variant has emerged in South Africa is they have the highest HIV rate now in the world.
They only have 25% of their population vaccinated. Too.
Right. But which lowers your immune system, which makes you more likely to catch the virus.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Tough noogies to all of them. That's it.
No. And by the way, just because you have HIV doesn't mean you can't get vaccinated.
Oh, of course you can.
Yeah, you can get vaccinated. In fact, they're encouraging people with HIV.
You know, I trust you, Dr. Hahn, as much as I trust Dr. Fauci.
1-800-848-9222.
You just said, confide with a doctor.
Yes.
And you have given us more medical information.
I want
from
you to
a
non-doctor. Talk to your doctor, please.
Your esquire. You're not MD.
Well, I'm JD, Juris Doctor. That's what that
stands
juvenile
for. Delinquent. That's what a
doctor.
JD is.
1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. I don't know what.
Let's go to Anthony.
The New England Journal of Knuckleheads. It was Dennis Potvin.
See, I knew that. I knew that was Steve.
You know, what
that's
why
I said
guy?
Go to Ann. See, Ann has been holding on.
Oh, you
want
to go to Ann? I thought you said Anthony.
Oh, my mistake.
All right, let's go to Ann in See, this is the problem with your accent. Let's go to Ann in Montgomery, New York. Ann, how you doing?
Oh, hi, Chris and Curtis. Here's a little different question. I'm with law enforcement. I'm an animal control officer and cat rescue. We're having a lot of cases from October, November, and December with animals. Blood sacrifice, and it usually starts with roosters and chickens, but then it goes on to goats and pet dogs and a few cats. Anyway, I deal with this, and I find it very disturbing. So I want to know, Curtis, what is your take on it? Have you ever had to deal with it? And I have certain steps that I want to take to...
Yeah, well, in fact, Ann, I will regurgitate your question to my wife, the animal welfare expert, tonight. Nancy will join us at 12 midnight. But I've come across this, first off, in the southern end of Prospect Park. So you're down near where the circle is. I've come across the remnants of what was clearly a ceremony involving animal parts, mostly chicken bones, rooster bones, that kind of thing.
Was Mike Flynn there?
No, he wasn't.
No, you've heard this rumor
Lieutenant
about
General
Mike Flynn,
who said very bad things about me, I might add, in the Republican primary.
He says a lot of things about a lot of bad things.
I know, it didn't work.
Now there's a rumor going around about him that he worships Satan, just saying. Everybody's saying it. I'm not saying it. Everybody else is saying it.
Well, apparently his credentials weren't all that good because I won the Republican primary anyway.
No, he's an idiot.
But I've also seen it up in Yonkers as that golf course where they had some remnants of that. And increasingly, whether it's because of some ethnic groups who brought over their, like, Santeria practices or practices where they sacrifice an animal. But I'm not an expert on that. I'm not pretending to be an expert like you, Dr. Hahn.
I'm not an expert.
Who says, go to your doctor.
But
Chris Hahn gives you all the information you don't want to know about the vaccine mandate. I will leave it to the real expert in the Sliwa household, Nancy, tonight at 12 midnight.
Well, I mean, look, it's horrible to see those things happening, people sacrificing animals, hurting animals. I'm an animal lover just like you are. I have dogs. You have cats. I used to have a cat. I had a great cat.
What happened to that cat?
Well, she lived 16 years and then she died.
Oh, okay.
She was my girlfriend's cat. We lived together. She moved out. I said, you could go, but the cat stays.
Oh!
And we fought.
Is there a domestic dispute over that?
It's funny. We never fought ever. Our entire relationship. That was the only thing we ever fought about.
There were court cases about that when people split up.
She gave in. She was moving back in with her parents who had two big dogs. She said, you know what? You could keep her. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC.
Talk Radio 77 WABC. It's the left versus the right in the right corner. It's heavyweight king Curtis Sliwa in the left corner. It's liberal activist Christopher Hahn. It's a 77 WABC debate. Heavyweight slugfest.
All right, finishing up my marathon weekend with Curtis Sliwa, but not as much as the ultra marathon. He has been pulling, double duty here at WABZ. He'll be on from 9 to 1 and then again from 1 to 5.
Right, but different kind of a program. See, 9 to 1 will be more typical of what you expect from Curtis Sliwa.
Right.
And then because I'm substituting for the brand new father, Frank Morano, whose wife Rachel delivered a 13-pound carmine at Richmond County Hospital on Friday at 9/11. Couldn't wait a moment or two to make it 9/12 or 9/13.
Right, right.
By both a midwife from Mount Laredo and an OBGYN. I still can't figure out the acronym to that.
Obstetrician, pediatrician.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
He's taking paternity time, you know, like Buttigieg. He's going to milk as much time as he can.
Buttigieg.
So he's figuring he'll do the same thing. Maybe take 2-3 months or more. So you may be having to listen to yours truly, Curtis Sliwa, on the other side of
overnight.
So you're
going to be doing the other side of midnight for the next month or so?
No, I don't know. I know Frank. He's going to start getting itching.
Well, plus, you also want to get out of the house. He's not going to be sleeping anyway. Might as well come to work.
Yeah, and by the way, you don't want a guy around when you have a brand new baby in the world. That's the worst
possible
thing.
Well, I know that's what they
do.
Told you. When your kids were born, they don't want you around.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I have a feeling Frank's going to be
much
more nurturing soul.
Do me a solid. Take a powder. I don't want the kid learning bad habits. It hasn't even learned to open up its eyes.
Trying to teach this kid proper English. Can you just leave, please, Curtis? I mean, you're not as bad as Frankie Russo, who is told me he was making fun of us. I tried to listen. I couldn't understand a word he said.
It's going to be the re-education of Frankie Russo in the overnight show because he's the JV part of the other side of midnight.
Right.
He's on like Friday, Saturdays, 1 to 5. Frank Morano holds it down as part of the varsity Monday through Friday.
Right, right. All right. So what does that make us?
We're New Jacks.
We're New Jacks.
This is a New Jack show here.
We're the New Jack City.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Where's Chris Rock?
Giving out those turkeys on Thanksgiving, right? To the crackheads.
1-800-848-922. Vinny in Brooklyn.
All right, finally. Guys, I just want to say something. I want to call out Curtis. Yesterday, I talked to him on his program, and I mentioned that if we, as people on the planet, saw each other as gods and goddesses, we would see the best in each other. Curtis, you twisted that into an Islamic way of seeing things and saying that Islamics, men believe they're gods and women are the earth. I wasn't talking about a religion. You twisted that and made it sound distorted. I was talking about seeing the best in each other, getting beyond our conditioning, our little ways of seeing each other, and seeing the truth of each other, that we're great, that we're one.
Yeah, you sound like Oprah.
He does sound a little bit.
You do your DNA chart, and everyone comes from princes and princesses. And I was telling Vincenzo yesterday, no, what about all of us that emerged from slaves, serfs, you know.
I guarantee it. That's my family.
But then I kicked in some knowledge, which he didn't understand. I wasn't talking about Islamics. I was talking about five percenters, which, you know, Jay-Z rocks that pendulum around his neck. People say, what's that? Five percenters. A for Allah, B for born, C for circumference. They believe that all males are gods and their role on this planet is to fertilize the earths that are females. And the role of a god is to carry a gun to protect yourselves from the unholy blacks and the devil whites like you, Chrisan.
How am I a devil white and not you? You're even wearing
red.
No,
of course I'm a devil white. That's what they used to tell me in their parliament.
And you put on the red just to show.
Right, you a devil. You a devil white boy.
Did the Republican Party become the party of red for you? Or, like, did you choose red? I mean, this is relatively new. This is really a Bush v. Gore is when they decided that one state's red, one state's blue.
You mean like the RCMP? Remember Dudley Do-Right and his girlfriend Nell?
Yes,
and
tied
his
to
great
the tracks.
Steed, right? The reason the RCMP wore red when they came about, because they didn't want to be confused with the Americans who wore blue.
Right.
So you're suggesting it's something like that.
Yeah, or did you? So you wanted the same thing. You didn't want to be confused with the police. You're not the police. You're just a
no,
guy out there.
No, to be truly honest, my father, Chester, was a Polish-American, took me to the Pulaski Day parades. I saw the red flag on the white backing, and I could see it blocks away, and it was very identifiable. That's why I chose the red and white.
There you go.
Nobody believes that, but that happens to be truth to power.
And what is going on right now? I have not seen a sateen jacket. Is there a Guardians Angels chapter in the North Pole? You're wearing a fleece of
some sort. No, I'm wearing a fleece because inside, if you notice, built into the fleece, there's the pocket for my healing elbow. I can rest my wrist in there. And this is the remnant of my campaign. In fact, a few people the other day.
I didn't even notice that.
On the Upper West Side when we were sitting for brunch, which for me was breakfast, with my wife Nancy, her mother, and her father-in-law, kept saying to me, don't you think it's time to get rid of that jacket? You lost!
Nah.
You lost! Saying,
it's a collector's item, right? How many of those did you get made up?
Quite a few of them.
Well, there you go. So there's, I knew you were spending that matching money on something.
Understand this, Chris.
It wasn't on commercial producers,
that's
for sure.
I'm known as the pigeon man, so when you feed a lot of pigeons, you have to wear a lot of different kind of jackets.
Well, let me tell you something. It's been fun doing filling in for Bernie and Sid with you. It's been fun doing this show. We'll be doing it back again next Sunday. You're going to be on all night. You're not done with Curtis yet. He's going to be on the.
I'm like Sybil, multiple personalities. You're going to hear different versions of Curtis Sliwa.
Yeah.
The serious, the cogent, and then the theater of the mind.
What is this right now? It's not cogent or serious.
No, it's just trying to while away the 2 hours and placate.
You're placating me. You're putting up with me.
Patronizing you.
Curtis Sliwa, Chris Hahn, WABC. See you next Sunday.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.